So in this video, I would like to share with you the Eisenhower Principle. Now, this principle was one of the late, great US President Eisenhower's favorites. And he used this principle, or this framework, when defining and determining what to say yes to and what to say no to. Now, he used this framework for prioritizing his goals, for determining what to say yes to, what to say no to, the tasks to commit a lot of time to, the tasks to do right now, and the tasks that could be put off until tomorrow. Because what he defined was how some goals that we will set in life are both important and urgent. And these goals are the ones that we need to do right now. Urgency, bear in mind, always has an element of time related to it. When I say an element of time, what I mean by this is that time's running out. So if something's becoming urgent and we don't deal with it, then guess what's going to arise? That's right, I've already mentioned this, stress. So people that have tasks or goals that are both important and urgent are going to naturally feel like number one priority on their list of goals. So it's important that we use this framework and just integrate it into our coaching conversationally. So when someone defines a goal, says, oh yeah, this is, I want to develop my communication skills, we're just simply asking them, okay, well, is this important? Is it urgent? And if they say yes to both, then that goes to the top of the priority list. Because some people will want to utilize the internet to make themselves lots of money, build and develop a residual income that, you know, makes them money as they sleep. Now, that's something that most people want. Yes, that's something that I've managed to accomplish over the last few years, but not everyone's in this place. Unfortunately, most people are still in the place in life where they're exchanging their time for money, which, as we know, isn't the most fulfilling or rewarding of places to be, but it's just where people are at sometimes. So we know that becoming financially sustainable in life and developing some sort of business, being creative, where we can generate money for ourselves that gives us back more time, is important, but it doesn't always have to be urgent. If you think about it, some people's long-term goal for finances will be to become financially free. Now, that's one of my long-term goals, which I've actually accomplished at quite a young age in life. Now, bear in mind, financial freedom isn't determined by any set monetary amount, by a specific amount of money. It's actually more to do with the attitude that we have towards money. If you think about it, right? Has there ever been a point in your life when you've had enough money? Now, you might be saying yes, you might be saying no, but most people will say no. Because most people focus on what they don't have, opposed to appreciating what they do have. Most people live in this lack mindset where enough is never enough. People are never content until they have more. But the only problem with feeling like you need more in life is when you get more, more still hasn't fulfilled you, which just leaves you wanting even more still. Now, the reason why this is true is because in relation to money, and when it comes to people who are pursuing money, many people will think that if they can just reach a certain stage in life where they have all this money, that they're going to feel fulfilled. But money lives on the outside of people. Fulfillment is a core value which lives on the inside of people. So it is impossible for things on the outside of us to fulfill us internally. So when it comes to pursuing a long-term goal, financial freedom will be a long-term goal, but in order to ascertain this goal, we need to develop a plan, take action, we need to fulfill a load of short-term and medium-term goals, so it's just not going to happen right away. There's no point in putting a time frame on this, because as soon as you attach a time frame to any goal or any task, well, you're putting yourself under pressure right away, because the thing about time is that it's always running out. And you'll find this in target-based or sales-based working environments, where people have to you know, make so many sales in a designated frame of time. People have targets where they have to make so much money in a month. And anyone who's ever worked in any sales or marketing business environment will understand this, that they're generally very high stress. Why? Because time's always running out. At the start of the month, when a business or a sales or marketing manager is given their monthly targets, there's no stress. Everyone's chilling out. Everyone's having a nice time. But in the last week of the month, when time's running out, guess what happens? Sales managers start getting stressed, which then naturally flows over onto all the employees and all the salespeople. Another example could be in the newsroom. All right, you have newspapers where every single day there's a deadline where a newspaper must get taken to print. I worked for a media organisation years ago, and 24 hours, you know, at the start of the day, everything's fine. The editor has a plan for what's going to go in the paper, but if it gets, you know, an hour and a half before the deadline for print and all the news articles aren't in place, guess who's pulling his hair out, getting stressed? That's right, Mr. Editor. And the rest of the sales team and the editorial team end up getting naturally stressed too. So it's important that we understand when helping our clients to set goals is, well, can we leave this goal open, or do we have to put a time frame on it? Because if we don't have to put a time frame on it, well, let's not. Let's just commit to doing our very, very best in faith for the right outcome at the right time. All right. Now, that's going to be a nice idea and practical in some instances, whilst not so practical in others. But again, that's going to be for you to discern and to determine. There's going to be some goals in life that are urgent, where they're running out of time, but they're actually not important, because some people will just waste your time. All right. Some people are going to come to you for life coaching because they feel stressed, because they've got a whole load of urgent stuff going on in their life, but they feel stressed. People are placing all sorts of demands on them, but all of these demands, they're not important. You've got to understand, as a life coach, if someone comes to you with work-related stress because the job that they're in is a stressful environment, they're still choosing to be in that. So they have one or two choices. Choice number one is they learn how to manage themselves better in that environment if they choose to stay in it. Or choice number two is get out, get another job, or go self-employed. You know, they're all viable options. Your role as the coach is just to help other people become more aware of the extent of the choices that they actually have. So this brings us on to the last and final way in which we can prioritize our goals. And this is where some goals are not urgent and they're not important. Now, I shan't name any names here, but my wife Karen, having come from quite a religious background and upbringing, many of Karen's family members are very busy people. Now, if I was to observe their lives, which I have them in the past, yes, they're busy. They never have any time for random meets or for random coffees. You speak to them and what do they say? Oh, how is such a busy week? But if you ask them what they're actually accomplishing or what they're actually achieving, 9 times out of 10, it's very little. And I know many other people like this. If I do have any related family members watching this right now, I'm not being personal here, I'm just using this as a sporadic example. But many clients that have come my way are so stressed out trying to do all these things in life, and there's no real definitive purpose or reason why they're doing the things that they do. They're just busy for busyness's sake. For some people, believe it or not, busyness is just a means by which they use to get outside of their busy minds. Some people hate being on their own. Some people can't stand silence. Therefore, when they're externally busy, they're focused on the outside world, which just takes their focus away from what's going on the inside. Generally, people with very low self-esteem will, you know, be very busy externally and jobs, all that sort of thing. It's kind of like avoidance. Some people think that avoidance is the best thing, but avoidance isn't cure. All right. As life coaches, using what I've shared with you throughout this course, we're not just looking at putting sticky plasters on infected wounds. By helping people to understand the very essence of who they are and defining their core values, when we reach this stage of the party, if you like, where we're helping people to actually define the goals, what they actually want, then this just becomes a very, very practical next step. Where this is just the icing on the cake. We've dealt with all the stuff underneath the surface, and this is just about helping people get more of what they want. So the Eisenhower principle is about you helping your clients to determine the things that they say yes to and the things that they say no to by recognizing whether the goals that they are pursuing are important and urgent, in which case they've got to pursue them. Whether they're important and not urgent, in which case it's entirely up to them. Urgent and not important, again, in which case it's entirely up to them. But the goals that are not urgent and not important, I would strongly encourage to just to leave for now and put off until tomorrow. Make this stuff, these goals, the number one priority for today, because this will fundamentally help your clients get more of the things that they want. So this template is again downloadable in the additional materials section, which you can download and into your repertoire of life coaching resources, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next video.